are here at the 2018 Money 2020 in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're here in the Coney DBX Experience Center with Mr. Andrew Wayman, Coney DBX's very own Andrew Wayman. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good. Doing well. Thanks for asking. Before we get into talking about digital innovation, how's the conference going for you?
Conference is going really good.
Yeah.
A lot of interesting conversations, a lot of people coming up asking either about the acquisition and the new Coney Engage or just about product and what we're doing holistically.
Yeah.
We've launched a lot of things this year, had signed a lot of deals that we've announced, and so there's a lot of questions coming out.
Yeah, you guys have been making a lot of news lately.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of news lately. Is there anything here at Money 2020 that you're looking at specifically that you're focused on or interested in?
I wanted to see, for the most part, what type of questions we would be asked. Keep my finger on the pulse of just people outside of just our direct customers that I get to talk to a lot, but also see what people were launching, what people were advertising, what was really changing in the solutions that are out there, and to see if there was anything interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of movers and shakers and lots of moving and shaking going on at this thing. I mean, industry-wide, so it's a pretty pivotal time to be in this industry and at this conference here.
Absolutely.
So very cool stuff. You wanted to talk about digital innovation. I mean, it's a pretty broad term. Mm-hmm. It can mean anything to anybody right now, but it's certainly a movement where everybody, especially financial institutions, are going to.
Yes.
Because they gotta capture. We keep saying we're going to capture the millennial market going digital, but you know what? It really affects every demographic now. Nobody's immune to it. So
Well,
so what does it mean to you?
I think from an industry standpoint, people are starting to realize, and certainly Coney is focused on this, that digital innovation is not necessarily about the technology, it's how you put it together.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about some of the coolest things that have come out in the last several years, like remote deposit capture.
Oh, I love remote. I love that.
From a feature and convenience standpoint, it was something that was revolutionary.
Mm-hmm.
But from a technology standpoint, people had been scanning checks and inputting them into the processing system.
Sure.
And the only difference was that they took the capabilities of a device and enabled the end user to actually take the picture for them rather than it sliding it into a scanner. So the real innovation there was the customer experience, not the technology.
Right.
So I think overall what you're gonna see over the next several years is the things that are gonna feel the most innovative are things that are not necessarily the newest technology, but how people are solving problems with it. And so as Coney, when we go out and we talk to our clients and partners about digital innovation, we usually start with, well, what problem are you trying to solve?
Right, right.
Where are you trying to go with this? What are the pain points that you see? What are the pain points that your end customers see? And how are you going to get there?
Right, right.
And we come in and we bring the technology advice, we bring the mobile online user experience expertise to try to help to solve those problems. And I think that there's a lot of innovation that's come out of that over the last several years and some things that we're working on right now that I'm excited when we can actually start talking about what we've done.
Oh, darn. I was going to ask you, what are you guys working on? Darn it. But it sounds like we're taking the back office and putting it into the consumer's hands kind of, you know,
in
a very abstract way.
And how can you do that to where it's still secure?
Right.
It still meets with all of the compliance, the regulatory issues that banks are facing. I think a lot of times people have looked at the fintechs and said, you know what, they don't have to deal with all of these things, that their lives are easier. But as a financial institution, you still need to compete in that space, even with all of those regulations. So looking at that end problem helps to frame a lot of it. So sometimes you can still do your OFAC checks and you can still do your AML checks and all of your fraud stuff, but you've simplified an experience by either exposing something that you had employees running in the background or by using some technology that exists today and simplifying an overall experience.
So why is this important to credit unions and banks as well? What's the significance here?
There's a couple different things.
Okay.
One, those challenger banks or the fintech companies coming in and trying to take the market share away.
Challenger banks,
That really from an overall market standpoint to be competitive. And then the larger banks are also coming in and pressing that mid-tier financial institution with the fact that they're launching new products, launching things that are differentiators for them. So they're going to have to compete on both ends of that. And technology is changing and not all of them can keep up. So really from an overall perspective, they need to be able to have a solution. And really from the standpoint of the end consumer is really all that matters. Well, so there's two pieces that we look at when Kony engages from either a product standpoint or from an engagement standpoint. One, our partner, so our financial institution, how do we make it simpler, more cost effective for them to be able to bring a solution to market, to be able to compete? And then overall, even if we came up with a good solution there, if the end consumer wasn't happy with it, wasn't adopting it, really wouldn't be a great solution.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. It's moot. Yeah, exactly. So, all right. So where do we go from here, though? I mean, so with obviously we've got a lot of momentum going digital these days. And again, like we said at the top of our chat, you know, everybody's going that direction and you kind of have to, or else you're going to be left in the dust. You're going to be a blockbuster or something like that. So, so where do we go from? What's the outlook for 2019 already?
I think for a lot of FIs, the outlook or the view or the thing to consider, I guess I would say, is who you're partnering with. So if your partner is trying to sell you a solution that's prepackaged and has everything locked in, and you don't have a chance as a financial institution to actually look at that business and say, or look at that product and say, that fits my business, or how can I adjust that? I think of a credit union or a small community bank. If every customer was asking for them to put an ATM outside so that they had 24-hour access to cash, there's not a single financial institution that would say, no, why would I ever do that? But in the market today, they allow the same thing. Having come out of a credit union, they allow the same type of analogy with digital.
Okay.
So they go in and say, you know what, my customers really, really want remote deposit capture to work this way. And my compliance team says it's great, and everybody within the organization says it's great. And you get into this queue of development that takes a whole long time to just get something done.
Right, right.
Why would you partner with someone that would put you in that situation on one end of the business, and then in the brick and mortar, you would never do that.
Right, right, right.
So I think that 2019, you're going to see a lot of people making vendor decisions or partnering decisions based on that ability to adjust to their overall business. And from a conversation standpoint here at Money 2020, that's really what I've been hearing as far as people coming up and asking, you know, what's out of the box? What can I configure? And Kony really with DBX has a different story than anyone else out there on the market.
Yeah, because you don't, especially in today's fast moving environment, technology-wise especially, you don't want to be locked in to one little thing. You know, you're gonna be boxed in if you're gonna be locked in.
Absolutely.
So you wanna open that box and have the freedom, like what you guys have been talking about the whole time here, to pick and choose what you want to do, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Very cool. All right. Andrew, any other final words of wisdom on this topic?
I think like we started out in the beginning, focusing on solving problems and not necessarily on that technology, what's cool, what's shiny, but really focusing on solving either problems internally for your employees or externally for your customers is really where we're going to see the interesting things from a digital innovation standpoint. And I'm excited because I think we've done some really, really cool things
that you can't talk about yet.
That I can't talk about yet, but the next time we talk, I'm sure that we'll be able to.
Got it. All right. Got a deal there. And it's kind of like marketing 101. Know your audience, you know? All right. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks. Well done, sir. Good job.